Good evening, everybody. I actually did change my mind. We're going to put the words on the screen. Would you join with me as we sing out, O Come, Emmanuel, and we ask God to make his presence known in this place.
O Come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Then mourns and lowly exile be, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
O come now, Dayspring.
O come now, Dayspring, come and cheer our spirits by thine adventure, and drive away the shades of night, and pierce the clouds and bring us light. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations bind all peoples in one heart and mind. Bid envy, strife, and quarrels cease. Fill all the world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Let the light come. At the very beginning of time here on earth, God said, "Let there be light." And so light appeared. God saw that the light was good. Eventually, God created man and woman in his own image. And he blessed them, and he walked with them, and it was good. Until that day when it was not good. When the man and the woman chose their own way, and they were ashamed to walk with God. And a new journey began. A journey of light and darkness. Sun and shadows. The people who were made in the image of God, made to walk with God, they started a journey full of twists and turns. A journey like a labyrinth. Sometimes so close to God that their faces would shine with his glory. Sometimes so far that the whole earth seemed full of darkness. And as they walked, they longed for the light, the perfect light. God promised the light would come. He sent them messengers to tell them about the light. The prophet Isaiah told them, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. This light was the life for all people." And the light had a name, Jesus, the one who saves, Emmanuel, God with us. The Word became flesh and made his home among us. On those living in a pitch dark land, light has dawned. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. Sometimes the people, they ignored those messengers. They just couldn't or wouldn't receive. Again, the prophet Isaiah said, again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz through Isaiah, ask a sign from the Lord your God. Make it as deep as the grave or as high as the heaven. But Ahaz said, I won't ask. I won't test the Lord. Then Isaiah said, listen, house of David, isn't it enough for you to be tiresome for people that you are also tiresome before my God? Therefore, the Lord will give you a sign. The young woman will be pregnant and give birth to a son, and she will name him Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Sometime those prophets, they spoke with hope and expectation with Zechariah. Because of our God's deep compassion, the dawn from heaven will break upon us to give light to those who are sitting in darkness and even in the shadows of death to guide us on the path of peace. But always, always, God had a plan. And time was moving forward, and God continued his plan. There was always a path. And the path led to the light of the world, the word, life. Everything came into being through this word. And without the word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the word was life. And the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not extinguish the light. The light and life was for all people. The light was Jesus. The Word became flesh, a human being, and made his home among us. We have seen his glory, glory like that of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Let the light come.
But who?
Nearby, shepherds were living in the fields, guiding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them, the Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. And the angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderfully joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger."
I don't scare easily. I work nights. I'm not afraid of the darkness. I've trained myself to be brave and ready for anything. Only one night I was really, really afraid. It was the night the angel showed up and the light. Listen, I don't usually use big, fancy words, but that light, it was glorious. And those angels, I don't even have words. No words. All I know is that when an angel invites me to do something, and a whole lot of angels start singing, I do it. I go. We didn't know exactly where we were going, but we knew what we were looking for, a baby in a manger. So we went, and we looked, and we found a baby. I don't know how to explain it, but that baby, he was special. He was glorious. I mean, on one hand, he was a regular baby, but I knew. I knew that those angels were telling me that he was so much more than that. He was a gift, my Savior. I was filled with so much joy. I left that place and I told everybody, because everything the angel told me, I found, and I've never been the same. That journey that night, it changed me. I met my Savior. I still love to tell that story. I don't know why God picked me, but he did, and nothing has been the same since.
Would you stand with us as we sing?
Can it be the voice that said, "Let there be light," is heard within a newborn cry? The mystery of God with us, God with us. Can it be the King of all eternity has walked the ground beneath our feet? The Holy One is one of us, one of us. Light and life in the darkness, the greatest grace of all. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, was ever there a name so wonderful? God among us now, we are not alone. Forever sing the name of Emmanuel. Can it be Almighty God who never sleeps is resting here in perfect peace? The Holy One is one of us, one of us. Light and life in the darkness, the greatest grace of all. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, was ever there a name so wonderful? God among us now, we are not alone. Forever sing the name of Emmanuel. The same blood, the same flesh, one of us. The same skin, the same breath, one of us. The same dust and dirt, the same trials and hurts, one of us.
Sing that again. Let's sing.
The same blood, the same flesh, one of us. The same skin, the same breath, one of us. The same dust and dirt, the same trials and hurts, one of us. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Ever there a name so wonderful?
those same shepherds, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel praising God, and they said, "Glory to God in heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Would you sing with us some more? Stand up again, because you can't sit down and sing. Hark the herald angels sing.
And just a heads up, we have another short reading after this song, okay? So don't sit down after this song. Would you join with us? Hark the herald.
Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Hail to heaven.
Abraham, born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. While he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die. Born to raise the Son.
The light has come. The light shines. And yet, the darkness remains. For we are still living in the between, the now and the not yet. The light has come, but he still waits for us to let the light in.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shine the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his hand. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, our dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the heavenly angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
You may be seated.
So we have heard the Bible story tonight, from the beginning to Jesus coming. And we've heard the story of the shepherd, how the light of the world came to him and entered in. But do you know the light, Jesus, Emmanuel, he still comes to us today? We can hear these fancy words and think that it was for a different time and a different place and a different people, but no. Jesus is for us here today in Lansing, Michigan. He still comes to us today. The light still changes lives. And he still shows up to unexpected people in unexpected ways. Sometimes he comes in a church. Sometimes at your very own home. And sometimes in a church basement over meals, like an Advent House Fellowship here in town, just down the road. Many years ago, Jesus came to me at my home to remind me that I could still shine my light. It was an in-between time in my life. I had left church ministry to stay home with my children, and I wasn't sure if I was supposed to do anything other than that. When a neighbor friend came to me and said, maybe they could use your light over at Advent House. Maybe a preacher who could bring some focus on what is true and holy and just and light. And I thought, well, maybe I could do that. And once a month, yeah, that was something I could give. I saw a lot of light there and a lot of darkness. And for just over 10 years, I got to see Jesus' light make a difference in people's lives, even in the basement of a church over a meal. I met Ed and Shemaya and Ed Jr. and Alyssa many years ago. And I still remember the first time we had a testimony day. It was at Thanksgiving Sunday. And Ed stood up to tell his story, one I had never heard before. And I've invited Ed and his family to come today and for Ed to share a little bit of his story through his word of testimony and through his song tonight. Because his story is about the twists and the turns of the journey and how Jesus' light can find us even in our darkest places. Jesus meets us right where we are and helps us to take the next steps on our journey. That, my friends, is where we find hope. Ed, would you come?
God is good.
All the time.
Thanks, son. I was born and raised in Detroit. My mother and father had 7 boys and 4 girls. And they always told us to get an education and stay away from drugs. I could sit up and talk for about an hour, but we don't have that long. I'm going to make it real short and simple. She told us to stay away from drugs, but I had to be curious. So I started selling drugs in Detroit. And they caught me a couple times. I started using crack. I started stealing. I started robbing. I started hurting people. People started hurting me. And that wasn't how I was raised up. I was raised up in a church, but I strayed away. My brothers and sisters in Detroit, they didn't know how did I wind up like that, because we was always going to Bible study in that yellow bus. And they was wondering how I got like that. I got like that because I chose to stray away, and I didn't listen to my parents. So I started smoking crack, selling crack, and I wind up in every treatment center in Detroit. I've been in jails. I did years in Detroit. That didn't do no good. I got out in Detroit. and did a year and started right back using. I said, I'm going to go to Lansing. I came to Lansing in 2004. And when I first got here, I came here for a change, but I didn't. I was downtown to downtown party store, and I started selling crack again, and they caught me. They handcuffed me, and they gave me a year in jail. I put the crack in the policeman's hand, and the lawyer said, how you going to beat that? You better take this cop they're going to give you. So I took the cop. They gave me a whole year in Mason, and I didn't like that. So after I got out, a friend of mine named Mark Bozo, he deceased now. I don't know if any of y'all know Mark Bozo. He picked me up and said, Ed, are you ready for a change? I said, yeah. See, they had gave me 5 years paper. So I had to walk down 5 years paper. So Mark Bozo said, Ed, you ready for a change? I said, yeah. So he opened up City Outreach down there on Lark Street. And I stayed up under his wing. And Pastor Dave from Hazlitt, I don't know if y'all know Pastor Dave Coconut from the House of Prayer. I stayed up under his wing, and I met my ex-wife in church, and we had sex. And then she came back and said she was pregnant. So Pastor Dave and Mark said, Ed, you got to get married. See, I didn't want to get married. I wanted to just move her right on in. And so Pastor Dave and Mark said, you had to get married. You came here for a change, didn't you? I said, yeah. So I got married. That didn't work. We stayed married for about 5 years. She caught a CPS case. When she caught the CPS case, the judge gave her 4 chances. I don't know if y'all know Judge Garcia downtown. He's a wonderful judge. He kept giving my ex-wife chance after chance after chance. But she didn't want to do the right thing. So he asked me, he said, who do you want, the kids or her? I picked the kids. So he said, you divorced, raise these babies, don't let me see you again. So when I got these kids back, Alyssa was 5 months. Stand up, Alyssa. She was 5 months. Shemaya was 4. Stand up, Shemaya. Ed was 5. Stand up, Ed. Today they 13, 12, and 7. It's only through the grace of God. See, I retired. When I got them back, the pastor had told me, Ed, you got to retire. You can't let the nursing home raise them. So what I did, I retired, and I started raising these babies. See, I used to think women wasn't doing nothing but at home watching stories. See, now I'm watching stories. So then I started going down to Avon House, and Pastor Loy, and that's where I met Pastor Joanne. And we started going down there singing and helping the homeless, feeding the homeless, and volunteering. And today my life is basically still doing the same thing, giving back. See, I know it's a God. If God could change me, a guy that was strung out on crack for 20 years, a guy that ate out the garbage, a guy that slept in abandoned buildings in Detroit, a guy that used to snatch purses, a guy that used to jump on people and rob people and get robbed myself and get myself hurt. If God can change me, he can change anybody. So I know it's a God out there because he changed me. And I love these kids to death. I love going down to Avon House. Today I'm a member of the Outreach Church, Pastor Foreman. And I'm also a part of Avon House. I go down there every Saturday and Sunday. And I love going to the nursing home. We go to the nursing home on Saturdays. We sing down there at the nursing home. And then the pastor get a word. And then my kids shake everybody's hand. See, I know how it feels to be in a nursing home because I used to work at a nursing home in Detroit for 16 years. They don't get no visitors, especially on holidays. So me and the kids go down there on Mondays, and we go down there on Saturdays. They just started going this Monday because they wasn't in school. So when they went with me this Monday, they really enjoyed the kids because they don't see kids that much. So I know if you don't change, nothing changed. I know my job is today is share my story, give other people hope, and take care of these babies. They didn't actually be here. See, I know how it is out here in the street. I don't want my daughters selling no drugs, or my son selling no drugs. I tell them they have to get an education. See, I went back at Waverly and got my high school diploma. When I was in Detroit, when I was young, I dropped out. When I went to Waverly, Michigan Works sent you to Waverly to graduate. I went to Michigan Works. I went to school at Michigan Works. I walked across the stage at Waverly. I got my cap and gown at the age of 55. I got the high school diploma. My kids saw me walk across the stage. Alyssa wasn't born then, but the two oldest ones, they was happy for me. My family from Detroit came up here. And I did that because I didn't want my kids to say, "Dad, you ain't got your high school diploma." So I say that to say this. It's through the grace of God that I'm still here. You know, all the stuff that I've been through. Lori, Pastor Lori from Avonhouse, she helped me out a lot. Now, has it been easy since I had these kids? Nope. I had a knee replacement. I had my nose broke. Karen, Alyssa, I slipped and fell one day in the house. My son had something on the floor, so I broke my nose. I had a cyst taken up under my chest. And through all that, I'm still here. So I know it's a God. And the story I'm about to sing, the song I'm about to sing is, "I'm Still Here." So if anybody out there struggling, I hope this song help you out. But I know the only person who can help you out is God. I go to church every Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday night, Bible study on Tuesday night. I go to the nursing home on Saturday. I go to the nursing home on Monday. It's all because of God. Heartaches, I had my shares of heartaches. I'm still here. Troubles, I seen my shares of troubles. But I'm still here. Bruises, I've taken my lumps and bruises. But I'm still here. Loneliness, I had my shares of loneliness. But I'm still here. Through it all, I made it through another day journey. God kept me here. I made it through another day journey. God kept me here. Lied on, many times I've been lied on, but I'm still here. Burdens, I had my shares of burdens, but I'm still here. Dark days, I had my shares of dark days, but I'm still here. Disappointments, I seen my shares of disappointments, but I'm still here. Through it all, I made it through another day journey. God kept me here. I made it through another day journey. God kept me here.
It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today. He was always there, no matter what came my way. A very present help in my time of need.
He was standing right there just to see about me. I made it.
Another day journey.
Oh, another day journey. God kept me here. I made it through another day journey. God kept me here.
Shemaiah, are you sitting down or are you staying up here? I hope if you are here tonight and you're struggling with hope, that you will know that you are never too far away for God to bring you back. Ever. Just take the next step in the journey and get around the next turn. So several years ago, God gave me a song for Advent House so that every month when I came, I would always sing, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Because when you're in a tough place, it feels like maybe there isn't a way. And one day, I showed up on a Sunday morning, and Pastor Lori and the pianist said, hey, Shemaiah has a surprise for you. And she got up and led the song, God Will Make a Way Where There Seems to Be a Way. No way, I think she was about 8 years old?
Yeah,
8 years old. And she led all of Advent House, and now she's kind of become a little bit like the worship leader down at Advent House Fellowship at 12 years old. So, if you think you're too young or don't have enough experience or use any of those excuses, yeah, Shemaiah is an example that those don't count. We all get to use our gifts for his kingdom. So Shemaiah and I wanted to sing, God Will Make a Way. You ready? All right, you start. I'm your backup.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my me closely to his side, with love and strength for each new day, he will make a way for me, he God will make a way.
You can sing it with us.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
He works in ways we cannot see.
He works in ways we cannot see.
He will make a way.
He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way for me. God will make a way.
Awesome. God will make a way for you, too. Would you close your eyes and consider praying this prayer with me? It's one we've been praying this month as our Advent and Christmas prayer. Jesus, prepare your way in me. Give me faith like the stable to know your presence within me. Give me courage like Mary to let your life overwhelm mine. Give me strength like Joseph to protect what is holy, tender, and growing. Give me patience like the shepherds to be still and listen. Give me humility like the wise men to kneel before your presence. Give me trust like the child to let myself be born into a new world. Give me joy like the angels to bring good news to all the people, But first, to those outside. And give me love like the manger to hold Christ within. Jesus, prepare your way in me. Amen. At this time, we are going to take an offering. And I know some of you will say, oh, at church they always take an offering. We're taking it, and all of what comes in tonight will go to Advent House Fellowship. None of it will stay here at Central, because we don't think the church only is in this building in this place. We think Jesus' kingdom is all over the place, and we want to make sure we're giving hope to all of the people who need hope. So as the ushers, if you would come forward to take our offering, we have perhaps a special treat for you today. The first ever offering special song by Pastor Eric, Pastor Joanna, and Brittany tonight. Lord, thank you for the gifts that you give us. Thank you for the testimony of Ed tonight. Thank you that you give us hope when it seems that there is no hope and that there always is a way. And Lord, I pray that you would take these offerings given and that they would be just another step to giving hope to another person who thought that they were the hopeless case. Multiply these offerings so that your love can spread throughout our city. In Jesus' name, amen.
One star burns in the darkness, shines with the promise, Emmanuel. One child born in the stillness, living within us, Emmanuel. We're singing glory, glory, let let there be peace. We're singing glory, glory. Let there be peace. Let it start in me. One voice speaks for the voiceless, hope for the hopeless, Emmanuel. One love brings us together, now and forever, Emmanuel. We're singing glory, glory. Let there be peace, let there be peace. We're singing glory, glory. Start in me. Do not be afraid. His love is strong enough to save us. Nothing stands in the way. His love is strong enough to lead us. Do not be afraid. His love is strong enough to save us. Nothing stands in the way. His love is strong enough to lead us. We're singing glory, glory. Let there be. Let there be peace. We're singing glory, glory. Let there be peace. Let it start in me. We're singing glory, glory. Let there be peace. let there be peace. We're singing glory, glory. Let there be peace. Let it start in me. Let there be peace. Let it start in me. Let there be peace. Let it start in me.
Will you let the light in today? The light of Jesus? You're all invited to come to the center and meet Emmanuel. Our Christ candle tonight has three wicks, one for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus was not just human. He was God himself. He's fully God and fully human. It's a great wonder of our faith. And everyone is invited to walk the journey of Jesus, to let his life into our lives and let it shine out of our lives. As you entered the church today, many of you came in the lighted path. We're thinking of that tonight as kind of the beginning of the labyrinth. And now we're close. You're all so close to the center. We watched the lights come up in the front, but still you all sit in darkness. Will you come closer? Right to the center? Like the center of the labyrinth, you can meet Jesus right here to touch your light to his, to come forward and light your candle. And tonight, that's how we're going to do the lighting of the candles. Rather than you just sitting out there, you are invited to come. And once you have come, then we're going to circle around the sanctuary and make that center circle of Jesus' light and sing our last two songs. We're not in a hurry, so please carry your candles carefully. Because when you get close to Jesus, you don't want to hurry away. You want to stay there. You want to linger. So let's do that tonight. If you're not able to come forward and light the candle, Pastor Mike and Sandy can come and they'll light it for you. So just stay seated if you don't feel like you can do that. But if you are able and you'd like to, when you are ready, you just come. We're not going to dismiss you by rows. I know it's going to get a little chaotic. It doesn't need to. Just take your time and come forward to light your candle. And we're going to just sing. And once everybody's around, we'll sing together, Silent Night and Joy to the World. When you are ready, like James, you can come.
Virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Verse, let's do that first verse again.
round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah, Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
Oh, come, oh, come.
Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive hearts that fell. Bring peace on earth and love's goodwill to everyone. For you so loved the world, you gave your life for us to heal and save. We see the echoes of your grace to everyone. Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive hearts that fell. Bring peace on earth and love's goodwill to everyone. For you so loved the world, you gave your life for us to heal and save. We see the echoes of your grace to redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy join to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Join to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations fruit.
the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love and wonders of his love and wonders, wonders of his love.
Once you have let the light in, you do what the light naturally does and let it shine, right? So as you leave tonight, remember that you carry the light of Jesus in you. And as you walk back through maybe the lights as you go out, you are re-entering the world with your light, with Jesus' light in you. Don't forget to always let it shine. Now, a couple of things to remind you of the light and the journey. I think most of you were given a little card with a labyrinth on it, and you can take that home, and in the back it says how to do it. You can practice. It's a finger labyrinth for you to think about going into the light and meeting Jesus and walking back out again. You can't take your candle with you. So we'd like you to leave those at the baskets where you got them at the door. So in just a moment, we're going to blow those out very carefully so that you're not blowing wax all over the place, preferably. Just know that Jesus loves you very much. We love you very much. And we hope your Christmas is filled with many moments of joy for you and for the world. Now, on the count of three, let's blow out our lights. One, two, three. Carefully. Go in the peace and the love and the joy of Jesus. Thank you for coming tonight, and Merry Christmas.
Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Glad tidings.